Greetings this morning again, Brother Steve with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning we're going to talk about the holiness of God as displayed in the person of Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 and verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, as the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The glory of God was displayed in Jesus. Before, throughout all of the ages, we had limited revelation of who God was. But then, in the New Testament, we have the perfect example, Jesus Christ himself coming as the glory of God and displaying the glory of God to mankind in Jesus Christ, and actually showed us how to walk. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." So Jesus Christ is also the power of, he's displaying the glory of God, he's displaying the power of God and the wisdom of God. And then in same chapter, verse 30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." So again, he is all those things to us. He is our wisdom, he is our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. And again, just displaying the attributes of God and showing us how to live that. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 to 4. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. "God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they." So here is God speaking to us in times past and to the fathers by the prophets. And now in these last days, it says he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed all heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, meaning God. Jesus is just like God. He is the express image of the Father. And he is our example to walk like. We now have a clear idea of what God wants of us on this earth through Jesus Christ and his example that he left for us. Which means that we have no excuse any longer. Where in the Old Testament, you know, a lot of people want to say today that we're in the age of grace. That you know, it's no longer by works, no longer by the law that we are in the age of grace. But you know, it actually, that very thing is what leaves us without an excuse, because we are under the age of grace and we have now no longer any excuse for living in sin and wickedness. Which is completely contrary to popular opinion in Christianity today. Let's go to John chapter, let's look a little bit about different places where he talks about Jesus and his oneness with the Father. John chapter 14 and verse 6 to 14. Actually, verse 6 to 11. "I am the way," Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father hath, that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. And then further on in that same chapter, verse 20 to 21, at that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Now here he includes us in that as well. Under new covenant, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So there is not only the Father and Jesus, but it says, I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. So there's includes all of us as well, as a oneness with the Father. Chapter 17 and verse 11, John chapter 17, verse 11. This is Jesus' high priestly prayer, where he's praying for his followers there before he goes to the cross. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. There he's praying for, in this case, particularly the apostles, the disciples, the ones that are following him, and he is praying that they would be one, as he and the Father is one. And then you go on a little bit there in the same chapter, verse 20 through 23. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. And there we have again the idea there of being one with the Father. Jesus is saying how he's praying for us now. He says, neither pray I for these alone, not just for his disciples, but them also which shall believe on me through their word, which includes us, those who would believe on him through the words of the disciples. And it says that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And there again, he includes us in that picture. The Father art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. So it's the Father and his Son, and as we are in the Son, we are a part of that picture, a part of that oneness. And again, I want to emphasize again the reality there that we are without excuse. We are in the age of grace. You know, the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith and not of works. But there's a very common misunderstanding of that whole picture, and the idea is that people become so afraid of works that they almost swing to the opposite direction. Actually, they do. But because of that grace, we are without excuse. We have no excuse to live in idolatry, in adultery, in sin, in uncleanness, and things that, a lot of the things that it talks about in the Old Testament, and even in the book of Acts, it says about how God in times past just winked at sin, because, you know, he dealt with the people according to their understanding. But we have a much greater understanding. We have the example of Jesus Christ, and we also have the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to overcome. And therefore, we are completely without excuse. So again, just want to magnify Jesus in our lives and the way we live, the way we interact with each other, that the world may know that that there is a God, and that they may know that that we have been with Jesus.
God bless you.